Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 12 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Uzulu uthukuthele phezu kwenyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe amandla esola ezindlini ukuze zingaphazanyiswa ikusilela kwamagesi osokuthwalise abantu nzima. Umhlangano wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika owe-US Africa Summit uyaqala kusasa eWashington, lapho uMongameli Joe Biden azahlangana khona labakhokheli beAfrika abagoqela umphathintambo weZimbabwe, uMnumzana Frederick Shava. Imidlalo yeFIFA Soccer World Cup Semifinals iyaqala kusasa phakathi kwamaqembu amane asesele. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu weZimbabwe uthukuthele phezu kwenyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe amandla esola ezindlini ukuze zivalekele udubo lokusilela kwamagesi elizweni osoluthwalise abantu makhaza lamankampani nzima. Iphephandaba leThe Standard libike izolo ukuthi abafakelwa amasola laba bagoqela abaphathintambo bakahulumende kanye leziphathamandla zebutho. Iphephandaba leli lithi isiphathamandla ngasinye sifakelwa isola elamandla afika ku-5 kilovolt. Lithi njalo inkampani eqhuba lumsebenzi ihlawulwa inkampani zamadola aseMelika alitshumilane i-$14,000 ngandlu inye, lanxa nje incwethi zisithi kumele isola ele-5 kilovolt ivize imali ephakathi kwenkulungwane ezintathu kusiya kwezinhlanu. $3,000 le-$5,000 kuphela. Okusilela kwamandla kagesi sokufike kuzinga elibi eZimbabwe, lapho uZulu asethola khona amagesi okwamahola amane kuphela ngelanga esikhathini esinengi. Uhulumende usanda kucunula uZulu njalo ngokupha abaphathintambo bakhe izigidi lezigidi zamadola aseMelika. Abaphathintambo bakahulumende bathole ingxenye yesigidi i-$500,000 ngamunye. Abasekeli babo bathola inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu $3,000. Kwathi amalunga ePhalamende wona aphiwa inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane zamadola eMelika i-$40,000. Uhulumende uthi limali yizikwelete zokuncedisa iziphathamandla zakhe ukuthi zithenge izindlu zokuhlala. Ibandla le-TCCC lona elithi lingangena embusweni lizalulungisisa udaba lwamagetsi. Lithi inyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe lezebutho amasola ezindlini kuveza sobala ukuthi akazihluphi ngoZulu weZimbabwe makhaza. Sixoxele siphathamandla saleli butho eMelika, uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Siyabona vele ukuthi uhulumende kazana u-PF unomona. Into ebonakalayo lapha ikuthi vele abala isifiso sokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke bathabe babe lentuthuko ekuthi siphumeleleni sonke. Ilizwe lethu lonke leli labuya ngendaba yempi ye-liberation umvukela i-Tim Renga. Sathi sibona abantu bevela eZambia, eMozambique, le-Angola babuya lombhobho kuphela bengela ukudla bengela mpahla bengela ndawo yokuhlala abadala bethu omama labokhulu labobhuti labosisi babaphekela babanika igqoko babanika lawo izindawo zokuhlala laphana impisi chisa kodwa sesibona ukuthi kathesi bona sebengenile phakathi kwezikhundla sebengathwa sebeyibo ababebusa njengoSmith ubandlezela abantu bengabanika ifreedom benza into abazifunayo imali yona leyo masingakhangela ngiyomuntu weZimbabwe ngama diaspora remittances lama taxes anjengama toll gate fees izimra ivat so yona le imali evela ebantwini esithi ngama taxes siyakwazi ukuthi vele uhulumende ngala industry noma i creation of employment ayenzayo into esizibonayo kathi sabakwenza kunoko ukuthi bayafakelana isola wona umuntu wonke weZimbabwe jikelele ngelama gates kutsho ukuthi bona sebezibona ngathi sebengcono kulabantu bonke ababafakayo khonapho bona sebezibona ngathi yibaba special
kodwa isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Nick Mangwana labanye abezanu PF bathi akula lutho olubi lapha ngoba uhulumende unakekela nje izisebenzi zakhe
ukuhambisa abakwenzayo ilizwe lethu labo mangwana bekhuluma into abasikhulumayo ukuthi vela kulandaba they need to take care of their isebenzi zegovernment isebenzi zegovernment they get their money from taxpayers so into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu bakithi ikwakholonywa usiphatha amandla welokhuzeni we-CCC okhulumela uPresident Chamisa uFata Mahere ekhuluma ngeplan ele-CCC ukuthi amalayithi lamagetsi sizawuhambisa kanjani iplan yokufaka amasola lani lani le energy engasinceda ukuthi umuntu wonke jikelele ebe le electricity endlini sibona ukuthi kathesi kule 43% homesteads iZimbabwe yonke since 1980 elamalight so sikhuluma ukuthi izanu yayingela plan ayila plan and asibona ukuthi kuphumani into abayaziyo ikuba le corruption bathatha izimali zabantu singakhangela kubabo drugs gate abathatha imali ezavele overseas sibona izimali zama mine sibona izimali zegolide zama diamonds iplatinum iyangaphi imali yona leyo kumele incedise abantu beZimbabwe
umnumzana Tim Moringai ngowebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Nick Mangwana uthi akula lutho olubi ngokuthi uhulumende anakekele iziphathamandla zakhe ngokuzifakela amasola ezindlini amazwi yakhe agcizelelwe lilunga lezanu PF umnumzana Belief Gawule
ukufana nokuthi emsebenzini njalo uyanikwa imota wenzele into ezinjalo unikwe indawo enjini yokuhlala kumbe even amakampani zamakhulu alakho ukunika abantu njalo bayakwenza khonaukuthi izisebenzi emsebenzi yane phezulu ngale ama-manager ama-directors amakampani namakhulu bayanikwa izimota bayanikwa izindlu zokuhlala izindabona zabethu ezilungiswa ama-parastatal bayakwenza khonaokho bayanikwa izimota bayanikwa izindlu zokuhlala into yathi vele ikhona la izolo lokhu yale into ezahlala ikhona leyo nkomo
kodwa nxa uhulumende esefakela iziphathamandla zakhe amasola lawa babagawule kasoze akhohlwe yini ngabantu makhazi ukuthi kulodubo lwamagesi njengoba zona iziphathamandla ziyabe sezihlezi kuhle zingacitshelwa amagesi
kathesi abantu abaningi abanye balemali befaka wona la magesi amasola ungakhangela izinto eziningi abantu abanabaabalemali zabo bayenelisayo sebefaka amasola ngalanga kodwa-ke laphana ukhangele phela nkomo umuntu okuthiwa isisebenzi kahulumende esiphezulu kumele sithi nanawe udubo lwamagesi lenyosola ukhona abe nendlela yokuthi nxayelayithi amagajeti kathesi okuthiwa sokule monakalo ngale sokule dibolonje afonele izesa afonele ubani naye obani bathinte ayikwanise ukukhulumisana labantu ukuthi kathesi endaweni enje ayikwanise ukuthinte ukubambeka ngoba lapha khona ukonke ugethi lukhona umuntu lwana akasivumeli ukuthi yena babe lakho khonaukwane kukhona okumncedisayo ukuthi anamagesi sehambile ekwanise ukuthi esebenzi ekwanise ukubhala ama-report phansi kwenza yonke into endlalo uzavuka kuthotha ukuthi kuthi hayi izwele abantu bendaweni endibe ngathi bengalamagethi uthiyakhuluma behlala kucabinet bekwanisa ukuqhuba imisebenzi abantu abanjalo.
Abanye bathi udubo lwamagesi lolu luveza sobala ukwehluleka kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngoba wathi engena embusweni wathembisa ukuthi udubo lwamagesi luzaphela uzalulungisisa. Udubo lwamanzi, udubo lwezempilakahle, ukusilela kwamaphilisi lokunye labonke labodokotela wathembisa ukukulungisisa konke lokho kodwa zindubo esibona zisiya phambili lanamuhla.
Abantu laba batho njalo bathi Mnangagwa usehluleki ngabantu be-opposition ngabantu bafuna ivoti bafuna ivoti ebantwini badinga ivoti asobantu abakhuluma iqiniso ngabantu abakhuluma into engayishiyo omumeni abawukhangeleyo khangelani kambe thina ilizwe lethu khangela ukuthi nasiyasisilela kanganani ezimalini khangela lithi abafuna namhlanje ukuthi udubo logesi lendayo sakanayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele asikhangele imidubo logesi oludakamelwa yinto ye-Ukraine ye-Russia lungakanani olukhona kanti nxa singakhuluma ngezimbabwe siyishingiyeni izimbabwe kanti ihlala ngaphi izimbabwe ayikhokhonapha emhlabeni.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule ulilunga lezanu PF sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umhlangano wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika o-US Africa Summit uyaqala kusasa khonapha eWashington DC lapho uMongameli Joe Biden azahlangana khona labakhokheli be-Afrika abagoqela umphathintambo weZimbabwe uMnumzana Frederick Shava. Ushava nguye ozamela iZimbabwe ngoba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga abanxuswanga ngoba bangabanye abezanu PF abetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika ibethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. Umhlangano lo uzangenwa njalo ngabameli benhlangothi zempilo ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Isigodlo sikaBiden sithi umhlangano lo uzaphatha indaba ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela ukuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika lezwekazi le-Afrika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele encwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Okuza bekukhulunywa kuzathinta kakhulu ezomnotho ubudlelwane kwezenotho phakathi kweMelika le-Afrika kuthinte ikakhulu njalo kwezokuvikelwa kwezokuthula i-peace and security kuthinte njalo izinto ezise-Afrika ama-conflicts esiwabona e-DRC lendaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo kubuye kuthinte njalo amalungelo abantu ukuhlala kwabo e-Afrika. Kujwayelekile ke ukuthi iMelika nxa ihlangana labantu ikhulume ngazona lezi zinto ikakhulu abavela kwamanye amazwe. Ngakho ke kulindelekile ukuthi lase-Afrika kuzacelwa kuzona lezi ndawo i-trade ezokuthula i-security kunye lezamalungelo abantu lezinto ezise-Afrika.
Abakhokheli bamazwe ase-Afrika siyazi ukuthi lapho lalapho abahlangana khona bakhuluma ngokuthi izijeziso ezetheswa uMnangagwa labanye bakhabezana PF kumele zisuswe ngoba bathi zilimaza uZulu Makhaza weZimbabwe. Singabona velu phakamisa yini lolu daba emhlanganweni lolo uMongameli Biden?
Yebo, kuzaba khona abazakhuluma ngakho, abazakhuluma ngezijeziso zenotho. Yikho esikhala ngakho thina abanye ukuthi abangakhulumi ngezijeziso zenotho kuphela kodwa bakhulume ngalokho uhulumende weZimbabwe angakwenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, i-corruption egcwele ilizwe lonke, ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu, ukuvinjelwa kwabantu abamanye amacembu aphikisayo ukuthi bakhankase bekhululekile, ukuhlukuluzwa lokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo abantu, kungalandelwa mthetho le-constitution. Konke lokhu kudala indlala esiyenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bagcwale umhlaba wonke jikelele. Okulimaza iZimbabwe kakhulu kasoma sanctions kodwa i-corruption ngumbuso ongamanga kahle ekuhlongahleni kwamalungelo abantu. Yikho lokho esikukhangeleyo thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi amazwe aseAfrika abaholi beAfrika bakhulume ngakho lokho, hayi lokho okunye abasuka bekuthinta okuthinta abalutshwane.
IMelika ikhanya ikhonona ngokugxila kobudlelwano phakathi kweChina, iRussia lamazwe aseAfrika. Singabona uBiden ekhuluma ngalolu daba yini labaholi baseAfrika laba, njalo bona singabona bempendula besithi
yebo, iMelika silindele ukuthi ikuphakamise khona lokho ikhulume ngobudlelwane beAfrika leChina leRussia njengoba kulempe Ukraine. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi impendulo ezaphuma ukuthi abaseAfrika bazathi bona bayilokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi non-aligned, ukuthi kabakhethi hlangothi ezimpini ezikhona emhlabeni. Lokho kakutsho ukuthi kuzayisuthisa iMelika, izaqhubeka ikhuluma ngakho isiya phambili. Kodwa ke asonto engibona ukuthi ngavimbela ubudlelwane obukhulu phakathi kweAfrika leMelika, ngokuba iMelika iyabudinga lo budlelwane leAfrika iyabudinga lo budlelwane. Ngakho ke sibona sengibona sengathi bazadinga indlela zokuthi basebenze ndawonye besiya phambili, lanxa kukhona ukuhlukana kwemibono lapha lalapha.
Umnumzana Fidlela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni? INews Day ithi amalunga eZANU-PF asebumbe inhlanganiso ebizwa ngokuthi Land for Economic Development kumbe Land for ED, yona ejonge ukuhluthuna amapulazi angasetshenziswa ngokugcweleyo. Iwabele abasakhulayo bebandla elibusayo phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. I-Chronicle ithi kufe abembi begolide ababili, njalo kwesatshelwa ukuthi abanye abahlanu labo bengaba bebhubhile ngemva kokudilikelwa ngumgodi we-Success Mine obizwa njalo ngokuthi Intefa Mine eMatobo eMathebeleland South ngesikhathi besimba igolide.
Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Uvuka Mthwakazi Vuka abantu bithi, salibonani kustudio 7. Ngiyakhuluma ngoba kuyakhulunywa, kodwa imeseji yami kayibuliswa. Okhulumayo uGodfrey Moyo kusokanila. Kuyamangaza abantu bezane PF mabe lokho beqhubeka belutha, asilamkwaqo. Izibhedlela zilamithi, izibhedlela zilama oxygen, nengubo azisekho ezibhedlela. I-MRP yesilethe izingubo ezibhedlela. Abantu baphelelwa ugetsi ekuye bona bezifakele ama-solar panel. Thina abantu esivotayo siney'nhlekisa, singamametho okusula ezinyawo. Kuyazi siyadangala impela ukuthi nelezi mali ezingaka ziphuma kuba imali lezi bezincedise abantu. Kunabadala asebegugile lezigoga, bayasokola abantu bakankulunkulu ukuthi abalwela inkululeko, kodwa batholi lutho ngapha iZANU-PF lokusiza imali ye-CCMTC. Bakithi vukani emaqandeni wozani kumthwakazi, lingazihlekisi ngabantu bokuza.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi, benjani ngezindawo ngezindawo? Azithi sigcwalise kulezi zehlulekisi zeZANU-PF. Abantu umhlaba wonke manje bayazakhela izakhiwo, umhlaba wonke abantu bazakhela kliniki, everything abantu bayazenzela manje. Laba bezanu-PF bona bafika ngokuhlakanipha kwabo, ngoba bona bahlakaniphile. Sinisenza sengathi yibo abayenzeleyo nto. IZANU-PF kumele sibeke kucace, lezi yizehluleki ngamasela ngababulali laba abalancedwe izweni lapha. Babuya nje nge-last minute sebebe bedidizela besenza bona sengathi balobuntu. Why bengacala i-foundation bona phansi, isakhiwo esiqale phansi? kodwa bazofikisa ukuthi se-stage. Bebe befaka nje into encane simi nje encane engelancane. Bejika bethi bezenza sengathi bakwakhiwe isho. Indawo yokumela abantu bebekwazi wo zonke izakhamizi ezidonate imali zizakhele izakhiwo. Izani uPF wazi iqothe ingakuyizovula leso sakhiwo. Kungasebenzi kanjalo. Laba bantu baseza ukuthi bahlakanipha tumati. Mase bejika sebesithi yibo abayenze lezo zakhiwo. Bona bengelancedo ebantwini. Abantu bayakha ezibhedlela manje. Akula mithi, imigwaqo akula mgwaqo, ama-ambulance akula ama-ambulance. Kodwa bona balandelela lapho kwenza khona abantu. Why bengaqala okwabo bona?
Salibonani, salibonani ku Studio 7. Ngiyabingelela lonke nje basakazi, lonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Mina igama lami nguThomas, esigabeni sakwa Makwalela, ngaphansi kwesigaba sakuNdolwane ePlumtree. Ngilobuhlungu obunye engibuzwayo lapha, angazi kumbe lani kuyalifikela yini. Uyabona linto le eyayenzakala kogambu, ukuthi kogambu ePlumtree, ukuthi abantu bakogambu bezenzele ikliniki yabo ngaphandle kwesandla sikagovernment. Kodwa kodwa ekugcineni kwasekubuya igovernment engayenzanga lutho kuleyo kliniki leyo. Njalo futhi bekubuya bekhulumisiyona endaweni yabantu abakhulumisa iNdebele. Abantu bakithi abadala bakithi basala bengazwanga lutho ukuthi kade kuthiwani, linyama badla baceda. Lokhu okusobala okokuthi thina amaNdebele siyathi nasesifanana lani lamasili, indawo yethu iyadliwa njengamasili. Anti amasili wayehlala kumpane ezindaweni kumpane ezimbawu kumpane athi nedliwa cine phushelwa ngaphi entshonalanga le. So yinto engibona ngathi ekugcineni ekugcineni izagcina iyenzakale kithi.
Ama-MPs, ama-opposition party, uma bevuma ukuyamukela le mali, so are they still opposition or they are now supporting ZANU-PF? Bayikhatha njani imali abayinikezwa ngabantu abaphikisana nabo? Because amboni impela kuyindlela e-right. Ngezinye indlela sebencindezela abantu. Bona bazogeda imigodi emizini yabo, bafaka amasola emizini yabo. Isizwe sonke sihlupheke, singenamanzi, singenagesi, kodwa bona besidla. Bangabuye babe ngama-opposition impela a-strong, a-opposana no-government ophethe manje. Ishi bona sebehethe emizini yabo nabantwana babo. Le nto ayisebenzi le, badlala ngabantu. Ishi bengasafuni ku-oppose iZANU, ababuyele kuZANU-PF bayejoin iZANU-PF. Babe ngama-MPs eZANU-PF. Ngikhuluma ngayo i-MTCT ne-TPC. Ishi bengasengama-opposition party ababuyele kuZANU-PF bayedla bonke neZANU-PF. Kubonakala ukuthi bafika iZANU-PF. Because le nto abayenzayo vele ayikho right.
Salibonani balandeli bakaStudio 7, lani bafakazi. Ngigumede enkaya lokhulumayo. Ngithi nami ngiyemphawuli umbuso weZANU sesizawubona. IZANU libandla elinamanga kakhulu. IZANU libandla elilobutshotsho obudlulileyo kakhulu, ngoba sikubona la uMnankagwa yena uthe ma engayengena esihlalweni wathi 100 days izinto ezizawusenza. Akukho lokuyi-1 okwalungayo, izinto ziqhubeka zisiba bhedi ukudlula umbuso kaMgabe. Wazokhuluma elane ekobulawayo e-address izinzulu ezi-addressa ngendaba yombhuqazo webhubhawuni ethi ufuna ukulungisisa izinto. Abantu ensiza le matoko bechawa futhi ngabalandeli beZANU ababuye esishoneni khona leyinye kugurawundi yesibili. Uyazini umbuso lo weZANU lo, akukho nto ezalunga ngombuso weZANU. Ayikho into bantu bakithi ezalunga ngombuso weZANU, ngoba libandla elinamanga kakhulu elisebenza ngenye indlela yokuthi phambi kwabantu ikhuluma okunye, dlukudluku ku-ground ikhuluma okunye. So leli bandla leli angazi ngabuqili balo lamangalo ukuthi lizalungisa ini, kodwa hhayi, angiboni kunento engalunga phasi kombuso weZANU.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawo emlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Reuters ithi amapolisa aseZambia athole izidumbu ezingamashumi posi amathathu 27 zabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi izizalwane zakwele-Ethiopia ebezilahlelwe endaweni elamapulazi duzane lesigodlo iLusaka. Kunakanelwa ukuthi abantu laba bebephakathi kohambo njalo babulawe kudinwa lendlala. Kulo yedwa ophephileyo. I-AP yona ithi isidumbu sesizalwane saseZambia esifele empini ephakathi kweRussia le-Ukraine sikuhlangothi lweRussia sifike kwele Zambia izolo. Umufi ngulemekani Njirenda yena obele minyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amabili lantathu 23. Imidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup ingena kuhlandla lama-semifinali kusasa ngemva kokugunyulwa kwamaqembu amakhulu athi England, Brazil le-Portugal ngempela sonto. Sasa i-Argentina idlala le-Croatia kudingwa iqembu elizangena kufinali kuthi ngolwesithathu i-France izancikilana le-Morocco okuyilolodwa ilizwe lase-Afrika elilokhe likumncintiswano lo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Sesile maqembu amane kumncintiswano wenguqu okudinga intshantshi zomhlaba jikelele o-World Cup 2022 oqutshelwa kwele Qatar. Amaqembu la ngele-Argentina lona elizadlala le-Croatia kanye le-France yona ezandlulana le-Morocco. Umqeqeshi womdlalo wenguqu osebenza labasakhulayo ubuthelethi Ngwenya uthi loba yiliphi iqembu phakathi kwamaqembu lawa lilalo ithiwa lokuphakamisa inkezo ekupheleni komncintiswano.
I think kule 50-50 a chance for everyone. Kangela i-Morocco defensively very solid. Kangela i-France yona ishala using the transition. Kangeli Argentina, they are a passing team. Croatia is a passing team. So in terms of who goes to the final, Kangeli is semi-final. It's a 50-50 chance. Kangeli the first semi-final, Croatia and Argentina, the size of player are posing on their hambelan. They are trying to build from the back. Now both teams are playing from transition. So it's a 50-50 chance. But I bet Morocco is a better chance to win the final.
Umdlali wenguqu uPhindani Ngwenya uthi ukhangelele iqembu le-Argentina ukuba kube yilo eliphakamisa inkezo.
Kunembono engani ngathatha i-cup Argentina. Ama-reasons ami ukuthi vele i-cup le they wanted to and they survived endaweni ezikhusha. France ngiyayibona sevila, angiyiboneli impact yayizulu but hayi game liyani ibi-bias o-referee laphana. So ama-chances ayo vele ukuthi singawina laphana. Yes, the game I am going to I think we will use the nature for the good of the military in the very World Cup. I will learn in this. They may retire like World Cup.
Umunye njalo umqeqeshi wabasakhulayo uAnele Nyati uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lingabe limisiwe ukudlala lamanye amazwe kodwa kuningi elingakufunda elizweni leMorocco.
They went back but trace ama footsteps are watching from a developmental side. They are doing something over there. Women's football, they are doing something there. Kadesi, they have a target for 2024 which we need so and so a number of women playing football. We need so and so a number of young boys below the ages of 10, below the ages of 11, below the ages of 12. So which means which, the moment we ascend, we still have what you call progression. And with Joseph Sivas we can retrace which I love. So I think what we need to do as a nation, development is the way to go. Why am I saying this? If we can channel back our resources with development, right? We then fix these administration issues as now as a nation. I think ZIFA and SRC they can reach a consensus.
Imidlalo yesigaba se-semifinal yaqala ngolwesibili mhla zilitshumi lantathu lapho iqembu le-Argentina elizadibana khona lele-Croatia kuthi ngolwesithathu iqembu le-France lizanqikelana le-Morocco. Amaqembu azanqoba kusigaba se-semifinal azadibana kufinal ngensonto mhla zilitshumi lathubamu nembili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Yaloba kwanele mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-half past 7. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngasikhathi sinye ngo-half past 6. Olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo gomba lume lakavuna mai nembeleko.